اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان دی اسلامک فیملی سسٹم دی ہزبینڈ ہیز بین گرانٹیڈ دی رائٹ ٹو ڈیورس اینڈ ایز اے ریزلٹ دس ہیز بیکم انڈر فائر فرام مینی فیمینسٹس اینڈ فرام مینی کرٹکس آف اسلام ہو سے دیٹ لائک مینی آف دا ڈائریکٹیو آف اسلام موسٹ اتھارٹی اینڈ رائٹس آر جنرلی گیون ٹو دا ہزبینڈ اینڈ دے آر مچ مور دین دیٹ ویچ آر گیون ٹو دی وائف. And one of these is that only the husband has the right to divorce his wife, and a wife cannot divorce her husband. Now, first of all, it needs to be appreciated that this statement is not entirely true. It's not very accurate. What is accurate, perhaps, is the fact that the head of the family has been given the right to divorce. And since in Islam, the head of the family is the husband, so therefore he has been granted this right. Had a woman been granted or a wife been granted the status of the head of the family, she would have obviously been given this right. It is the prerogative of authority that that the manner in which it should dismiss a certain system should remain specific to it. And let me give you an example. For example, when a person sort of violates the traffic rules, the sergeant challans him. Now, if the sergeant does something which is wrong or which is outrightly against the law, a citizen cannot challan him. And they have a specific procedure in which the sergeant has to be challenged. Similarly, in an organization, when a head is to be taken to task or he has to be impeached, then the procedure is entirely different. So therefore, in this regard, it needs to be appreciated that it's not the husband which has been given the right to divorce, it is the head of the family who has been given the right to divorce. And since the husband has been granted this position, so therefore, this right goes to him. And as I said earlier, if the wife had been given this right, then if she had been the head of the family, then of course, she would have been given the right to divorce the husband. Now, in this regard, someone may ask that, what should a wife do when she wants divorce? So the Quran says, and it is apparent that although that the husband has been granted this right, and the Quran says, بَيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ, the tie of marriage is in the hands of the husband. However, a wife can seek divorce from her husband. And when she seeks divorce from her husband, then it's expected that every decent husband would, of course, either reconcile with her or try to reconcile with her. And if she does not get reconciled and she does not agree to remain in his wedlock, then he would divorce her. And in this regard, even a law can be made that if a wife seeks divorce from her husband and he does not grant her divorce, then automatically a court can come into play and it can actually annul the marriage contract. So therefore, in this regard, it needs to be considered that the procedure of divorce has been laid down very clearly. And although it is the man or the husband who gives divorce, it is the wife who seeks divorce. And once she seeks divorce, then the procedure of divorce has to be initiated from the husband itself. And as I said earlier, the right to divorce actually belongs to the head of the family. And sense and reason demand that this should remain with the head of the family. And as I have said elsewhere, that because of certain other factors, it is the husband who has been given the position and the status of the head of the family. And I've explained elsewhere that this is primarily because of two reasons. Firstly, he is temperamentally and physically and emotionally more akin to this responsibility, is more conducive to be given this responsibility. And secondly, he has been made the financial in charge of the family. And because of these two reasons, the Quran invests in him the responsibility of the head of the family. So in a nutshell, it can be said that the right to divorce should, sense and reason demand, it should rest with the head of the family. And since it's the husband who has been given the disposition of the head of the family because of certain reasons, therefore he has been given this right. And as I said earlier, that a wife, of course, she can seek divorce from her husband. And whenever she seeks divorce from her husband, it is essential for her husband to take into consideration all the factors. And if there is no element of reconciliation, then he should initiate this procedure of divorce. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.